We're on the phone with Amy Yerstadt from the League of Women Voters. Good morning, Amy. How are you today?
I'm good. Good morning.
So here we are at the end of the month, and always things going on with the league. You had a lot of stuff last month to talk about. Well, what's going on here as we get ready for the month of March?
Yeah, so now this month we're really rolling into some of those programs that we had talked about last month. We did just pass the league's birthday, so we are at the league overall, as the whole organization is now 101. So we are turning that page. And so this coming up this Friday, actually, we're going to be talking with Dr. Schaefer O'Connell, political scientist, who has done a lot of research talking about women in politics. And so she's going to talk to us about how why women oftentimes run from running for office. So there's actually a book by Jennifer Lawless, who she really does a lot of investigating on this. And so Dr. Schaefer O'Connell will be talking about her book, as well as just a lot of the research into women who have run for office and then who serve, and what, whether it's harder or not for them once they finally win that office, getting the policies for their community passed, whether they have more success than men or not. So that'll be a really interesting conversation. So that's noon this Friday. We call it Lunch and Learn Women Lead series. So we're going to have a few of these over the next couple of months. So this Friday is with Dr. Schaefer O'Connell. And then in 2 weeks after that, March 12th at noon, we're going to talk with the mayor of Marquette, Jenna Smith, and talk about what it was like for her to run for office and then also serving and leading the city of Marquette. She's a young mom with a I think a child under five maybe, and so learning about how she balances life, mom roles, professional roles with leading the city of Marquette will be really interesting to hear her insight, and potentially, hopefully, we'll inspire women here in Chippewa County to run for office. Is what our goal is at the league, is we really want to help women in our own community see what it's like, understand, it is hard to run for office. But once you're there, it's so rewarding, and you can really make some significant changes for your community. So talking with Mayor Smith is going to be, I personally am so excited. I've talked to her before about policing in Marquette, and she's just a dynamo. She really is, and she's so candid and down to earth and honest. So she'll be a breath of fresh air, I think, for folks here. So that's March 12th at noon, again, part of the Lunch and Learn series. And then just a week after that, actually, we're going to have a forum, so like a league, one of our traditional evening forums. That's at 7 o'clock on March 18th. So we're going to learn about ranked choice voting. So this has been it's an electoral process that certain communities, there's even, I think, one or two in Michigan, but then also in Maryland and some other places, Maine, I think the whole state of Maine, actually. When they get their ballots, it's not just one vote or for our city commission, you could vote for how many seats there are open. You actually would rank them. And so maybe your first choice might not win, but your second choice might actually win. And so we're going to hear from a doctor. He's a political scientist from Wayne State University, and he's going to talk about what ranked choice voting is, what that looks like, and could you even bring it to a place like Chippewa County or not? And so that'll be fun to hear how does ranked choice voting work and what that would look like. I personally, again, another exciting topic that I want to learn more about. And then on April 9th, so that's moving farther ahead, we have another Lunch and Learn series, Women Lead. That's with Joanne Galloway. So I don't know if our listeners remember, but a couple of years ago, Joanne Galloway, a farmer from Pickford, ran for office for the 107th district, and she did pretty good. She got a sizable minority of the vote, and so we wanted to learn and hear her experience. What was it like to run in our area? What did she have to do? Maybe what are some of the challenges that she faced both running? So the 107th district is a big district, right?
Sure.
We want to know, what were some of the challenges that she faced, like just being in our area versus like somewhere maybe down closer to Petoskey or something. And then what ways she see that women and our community could support other women who want to run for office, especially at a state level, because there's a little more money and networking involved when you're running at a state campaign as opposed to like a county or a city or a school board. So that'll be interesting to hear her candid experience about what it was like to run for a state rep.
We're talking
but, yeah, so those are our big ones.
Yep, Amy Eerstedt from the League of Women Voters. You know, Amy, you mentioned about women running and the Sioux Michigan City Commission, I think, is made up of half women on the city commission. Is that a unique thing in city commissions that you have that much representation on the city commission by women?
You know, I don't know. And so we have a commission of seven, and three of the seven are mm-hmm. women, Abby yep. Baker, Kathy Torty, and Jody Bostas Ross. Mm-hmm. So those three women, you know, I don't know. I think we'll have to learn that from Dr. Schaefer O'Connell on Friday, whether local elections. I mean, personally, I would think that local elections probably might be easier for women to run because you have a smaller network. And, you know, oftentimes women are really engaged and involved in like school, you know, like in their schools and maybe their churches and other organizations that support their community. So and those don't take as much money. Right. Depending on the community you live in, it could, you know, you could run for a city commission for $1,000 or $2,000 with some yard signs and whatnot. So I could see potentially more women running at a local level as opposed to a state or a national. It's going to take a lot more money. And especially if you have kids, oftentimes women are the ones taking more of the burden of childcare. And so trying to figure out how to juggle all of this is harder for women, we know. And oftentimes women just don't make as much money and have connections to people who make a lot of money. And so those are some of the struggles at a larger, a higher level office. But I would imagine for our city commission, it's probably not unusual. Many of the places that I've lived as, you know, as being a military spouse, a lot of women do run and serve at some of the local and city levels. Mm-hmm. Not maybe necessarily to, you know, maybe the level that we have here at the Sioux, where we have the three out of the seven, but potentially.
And the other thing too is that a lot of times for people that want to run, whether it's a man or a woman, wants to maybe aspire to a higher office, sometimes running for that local office is a good way to you know, get your feet wet and kind of find out what it's like, you know, as opposed to maybe diving right into a state level campaign or even a national campaign, you know, for maybe the first congressional district or something like that. Running for that initial local thing is an opportunity to see what it's like, see if it's what you want to do, right?
Oh, I 100% agree. I think that politics is like any other trade, right? You don't just become a foreman when you do concrete. You don't
right.
first stay on the job, you're behind the shovel, and then you go become a foreman. I think it's really important to start serving at the local community level. Even like a small, like, for example, I'm on the Zoning Board of Appeals, like, that's a great opportunity to learn about parliamentary procedure and mm-hmm. learn about zoning laws and, you know, what you can and cannot do in a city. And then having to deal with constituents who are very passionate about keeping their deck, and you have to make some hard choices. And so I think, you know, and then moving next, you would go to the school board mm-hmm. or the city commission or the county, because you're learning as you go. You have to make hard decisions, and making them at a lower level is a really good test of like what you, you know, how much courage, you know, you have, as well as you're also making those networks, and you're already creating your reputation. Like, are you someone who really truly represents the city and, you know, has the mindset and understands a budget? Because a lot of what governing is having to deal with a budget. Mm-hmm. And so I absolutely think that starting out at a smaller level, like lower levels, and working up is incredibly important. Bringing more people in, a lot of politics is about creating alliances and trying to, you know, understand, like, you don't serve by yourself. You, like, for city commission, for example, if you have seven people, you have to build alliances with your fellow commissioners so that you can get policies done that you came there to do. And if you don't learn those skills, then when you get into Lansing or even at the federal level, you're not going to be very helpful to your community.
Right.
So it's good to learn that skill set early on at a local level.
Amy, last year, I know we were kind of at getting to the point now where we're to the one-year anniversary of all this COVID junk that we've been going through. And I know that last year there was quite a few, you just mentioned that the league just turned 101. Last year was the big 100th anniversary. Mm-hmm. And that you had some plans to kind of celebrate that, which kind of, I think, went by the wayside because of COVID. Is there any plans down the road this year once things kind of clear up to mark the 101st anniversary of the league this year? Any special events you're trying to think about planning?
You know what? We We haven't even thought that. We just kept thinking work, work, work. Mark, that's a great idea. We should slow down at some point this summer and have a party. I think I will tell the board we should probably take your advice and do something because we have been working our tails since COVID. You know, first COVID happened, we had to figure out, okay, oh no, all of our programs that just got canceled. We have to figure out how to learn how, you know, learn how Zoom works and all this crazy technology. Mm-hmm. And then keep going. And then we went through the election without any breaks. And then it's already now. And we have already, you know, we've been every, you know, couple of days or so, we have some planning meeting, something to put on some program. And then also a lot of the behind scenes, what we've been watching all of those, you know, city commission, county commission. I've even been attending the 91st district court hearing. So it's like, yeah, you're right. We should probably take a moment to appreciate the work that we, you know, do and continue to come to. And So I will bring
this
to the board.
You're welcome. Well, a lot of things has happened, you know, like I say, since we were talking about that last year, and you're like all excited about, you know, it's the 100th anniversary, and we talked mm-hmm. about that and how, you know, how much has changed, you know, over the course of when women got the right to vote 100 years ago. And now, you know, all of a sudden it kind of got just swept under the carpet because of COVID, you know, and it's like, you know, and I think, you know, again, if you look at what's happened now, I mean, now even a year removed from that, now we have a female vice president. We have the highest elected woman in government right now at the vice presidential level, which again is you know, again considering the 100 years should maybe happen beforehand, but you know, it finally happened now, and you know, so I, obviously with that happening in the year that was the 100th anniversary, I think that's kind of mm-hmm. cool, you know, so.
Yeah, no, you're right. I think you are right on. I agree. We should be celebrating these things. And I do remember we did in early February, we did have some cake, but certainly for 100 years of a lot of hustling and really trying to defend democracy and empower voters, we certainly, I think, should be celebrating more and taking that, you know, moment to really reflect on the achievements we have done as an organization. So I will take that advice and run with that.
It's not really advice. It was just. I'm looking for reasons to have a party. You know?
Yeah, who doesn't love a party, right? Yeah, right. I love parties,
especially after the way this past year.
With COVID right now, but yeah, hopefully we can all get immunized by this summer, and then we can party it like it's 2020.
So obviously we always talk about the league, and the League of Women Voters is not just for women, it's for men as well. If people want to get involved, I'm sure that you're always, you know, open to having new fresh people come in to be a part of the league, right?
Thank you. Every time we do this, every month, you're doing such a good job of allowing me this time because I always forget. Yes. So the league is for men and women. We need everybody to help us. There is so much work to do. If you're interested in volunteering or supporting the league or joining and becoming a full-fledged member, just you can email us. So that's at lwveup@gmail. Or you can go to our website, which is lwveup.org. And we're also on Facebook, so just go to Facebook and then search LWVEUP. So super easy across the board, LWVEUP, that stands for League of Women Voters of Eastern Upper Peninsula. And so, yeah, please come help, come join. We will take anybody and everybody. If you're 16 years old, you're a student, doesn't matter how old you are, if you're a student, you can join the league for free. And there's no like credit level or anything. Just if you're taking one class, that means you're a student and you can join the organization for free. And it really is a wonderful opportunity to get involved, to improve our community, to really learn about how government works, how policy works, meet your elected leaders, using the reputation of the league. So please, that would be wonderful if we could have people lined up at the door wanting to join and, you know, people watching our Zoom programs would be great.
Well, and I think that's important because especially, you know, I know having kids that are, you know, college age or whatever, in their mid-20s or whatever, they are involved in politics, you know, and they have thoughts about, you know, who they want to elect and everything, but they don't really, that's where it kind of stops. And I think it's good for them, and I've said to my kids, you know, before you vote, don't just vote for who your friends are voting for. you want to vote for who's going to represent your ideals and everything, and you really need to get to know these candidates and everything. And I think that, you know, getting involved with an organization like the League of Women Voters, especially for younger people, really helps them, and not just for younger people, for anybody, but I mean, I think it really helps them to, you know, understand how things work in society as far as elections and things like that. Whereas a lot of times I think, there's so much now online, and there's just so much Facebook stuff and everything, where I think that it, getting a little bit deeper knowledge of how elections work, I think would be great for kids, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is how I got my start way back when, and it really is. I mean, the fact that the league oftentimes, you know, when we do those voter guides and we have pros and cons of the ballot measures, like, what other organization does that and isn't trying to, like, push a certain party on you or a certain candidate? We really do come here as a, we just want democracy to work. We want it to work for everybody. We want everybody to vote. You know, we want you to run for office. We want you to be engaged. And it's not throwing mud at anybody. It really is about, like, we all are better when we all are engaged. And then we do a lot of that research. So it's, you know, it's a really great opportunity that we, you know, I know leagues across the country, our league, and we don't have the capacity. If we more people could join us, we could do this. But they do really fascinating studies from, like, housing, you know, affordable housing, recycling, water quality. Like, there's in anything, criminal justice. Like, if you wanted to do a study, that's the league does. They do these studies together, and then when they have that fantastic knowledge base, then they go and they take that to their city or their county, and then they work with those civic institutions to try to improve their community. And we could do that here in Chippewa County. We just need more folks to kind of step up and help us. I know housing is a big issue in our community. It would be wonderful if we could get some people who wanted to, you know, work on something like that. Just as, you know, ranked choice voting, if someone came to our forum and they're like, wow, this is something I really want to see if we can do that in our area, we could start a committee up. We could start studying this and talking with our clerks and see, you know, is that something that's viable? Instead of just, you know, sort of a pie in the sky. Oh, I saw it. I heard it. I want it. Like, that's not how the league works. We're very thoughtful. Really want to understand everything from how it would work as well as how much this would cost. Long-term ramifications. So it is an organization where it's, you know, we're the nerds, right? We sit in the front of the class and try to get the A's and try to make our communities better for it.
Nothing wrong with the nerds, all right? Come on.
That's what I say. Absolutely.
So you talked about the events that you have coming up. Obviously, I'm assuming that all that information is on the Facebook page, right?
Yep. So just check our Facebook or go to our website again, lwveup.org. This Friday is the first one of a long series, and so that's with Dr. Schaefer O'Connell at noon on Friday on Zoom. And you can find that Zoom link, both the website as well as our Facebook.
And those are all free too, right?
Everything's free. Only thing that pays for in the league is to join, or if you want to give a donation, we are always happy to take your money so that we can make it work back into our community. Nobody's paid here in the EUP for the league, so it truly is coming back, paying for Zoom, paying for that website, paying for voter guides, things like that. So we're all volunteer organization just trying to make our communities work and work better.
Anything else you want to add before we let you go?
No, thanks. So this has been great as usual. Well, you're awesome.
Well, I always appreciate having you on and everything. I think it's great to get that information out to people, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next month. All right.
Awesome. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
I hope to see people Friday. All
Absolutely. Right. Amy Erstad from the League of Women Voters joining us this morning. Back to the music with James Taylor on 1230 WSOO.